back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts. It's been a lot going on, so let's jump right into it. So, I know you guys have probably heard about Adam 22 and No Jump. Question, is Adam 22 a culture vulture? There's been a lot of talks on the Joe Budden podcast, Rory and Maul's podcast, DJ Academics, saying that Adam 22 is a culture vulture because he came in and he used the black community, hip-hop culture, to get a brand. And once he makes his money, he's able to walk away and go to other endeavors. Let me know what y'all think. All right. Also, back in the news for actually positivity is Black China. She went and had her fake booty removed, face fillers removed. She's gotten baptized. Now, the crazy thing is her mother, Tokyo Toni, is facing a lot of backlash because every single time Black China does something positive, her mother comes back with something negative to say. Man, I don't know. One thing she said is Black China could be sick. I don't know. But she recently got baptized and she's doing all this. Says she doesn't want to be known as Black China anymore. She wants to be whatever her name is. I don't know. Next, we have Ja Morant. As you can see from the video, he had an 8-game suspension, and he's back now, and he received a standing ovation from the Grizzly fans. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm glad he's back. He's making his money. He's doing his thing. He's being positive. But it's just like you portray something that you're not. And then come out and say that you don't support that. That's not who you are. And you just accept it back. But Black man making money. And I hope you learned your lesson. All right. Last. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, I wanted to wait till the last point to talk about this. Because it's a lot of mixed things out there. A lot of people is making fun of him because he got caught up. A lot of people, even Ebro, Devin is saying that it was staged, it was fake. He wasn't rushed to the hospital. It was staged. But, all right. The guy that did this was a... who recently just was released from prison. Man, Tekashi is the snitch. But clout is a hell of a drug, because my thing is, why are you going to record yourself committing a crime when you just got out? But I guess a lot of people don't like Tekashi, so he was going to get some clout off of that. Even Little Boozy is trying to start a GoFundMe for the guy who jumped 6ix9ine and recorded himself doing it. Now, this is my thing. You jump him. You get your boy to record you doing that. But if... and TMZ got the footage. LA Fitness released the footage to TMZ. But if he goes back to jail, it's Tekashi's fault. Now, look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Yes, Tekashi did tell. He told. He's a snitch. He never tried to deny that. But these guys do things for clout and record themselves doing it, but then they're going to say that they're in jail for... because somebody told on them. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. This has been another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts. I'm out.